What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, December 5th, 2019. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. And I want to start off, first of all, with a bit of an apology. We're having a technical issue with the YouTube feed. Now, I read a story about there being some kind of a problem with the internet that's affecting the entire country. And it seems to be affecting us because we're not getting the bandwidth that we had been getting here with our hardwire setup. So it's kind of tough living in a third world country where the technology just is not resilient here. And Dave is working on trying to fix things and get it all back working again. And but from time to time, the image is going to freeze on the YouTube, and you will get that little static green card that shows up every once in a while. Now, the other thing I need to mention, today is Claire and my 25th wedding anniversary. And I keep insisting to her, this is the aluminum anniversary. And as you just heard in the distance there, Claire saying, no, it isn't. It's something else. I don't know. Maybe it's the pottery anniversary or something like that. And we have a family event that we're going to, but because it's tied in with an event at the local school, I'm having to leave half an hour early from today's show. And so they're going to play a tape, and you'll get to see that. But we have two and a half hours of show here to do. And I'm just going to ignore this YouTube display here and get into doing the news. And speaking about Christmas, the snowflakes are out there trying to muck it up for everybody else here. And apparently there was this gentleman who put up a festive home display. Basically, it cost him 220 British pounds, and they branded his festive home display. And the neighbor said, it's tacky, and they literally put a poison pen letter through his door. And he responded to that by putting up more lights and a 6-foot inflatable elf brandishing a copy of the mean letter. Of course, here in Santa Claus, Indiana, they take Christmas very, very seriously here. As a matter of fact, we got a notification from the local homeowners association that they're going to be coming up with the viewing trail, as it were, this Sunday. And so they're saying, everybody turn your lights and displays on if you want to be considered for the tourist route, as it were. And they're offering a prize for the best decorated house. And some of them, they've really done it up. They take their Christmas seriously around here, and I don't blame them with a name like Santa Claus. So the displays are up. Claire and I are probably going to put our tree up over the weekend here. And we're not trying to win the party, the prize, rather, because we just don't have that kind of money. But we're going to get our little tree up and show that, you know, we do care about where we're living here. And but again, around here, there's no such thing as going overboard on Christmas. It looks like it's really going to be something to see when it's all up there and running. Meanwhile, of course, and this actually made Fox News. You're familiar with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and it's kind of like a standard of the holiday season, just like a Charlie Brown Christmas and How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And Rudolph has been broadcast on TV every year since 1964, but the liberal snowflakes are out there saying, you know, it portrays bullying, and for that reason, it should be taken away. It should be taken off the air. And it seems like these liberal snowflakes, they basically want to end all of the traditions that we have connected to all of the holidays. And we'll have some examples later on in the show about just how overboard they can go with their whining and complaining, and frankly, I'm a little fed up with all of this nonsense here. All right, getting into our domestic politics here. Yesterday's Nadler hearing is being described as basically a disaster. The stars, if you will, were these three college professors, none of whom had ever actually witnessed Donald Trump interacting with the president of Ukraine. They just came in to give their analysis about if, in fact, he did this, it would be impeachable. Well, they don't know for a fact what has gone on there. In fact, the Democrats have not actually called any witnesses that had any direct evidence whatsoever that Trump had engaged in negative behavior. So everybody's saying this is a fake impeachment hearing, was part of the Patriots' plan. It needed to go mainstream first, and basically it's a sales job. The people need to be educated on how the administration should never work with a foreign government to interfere with the U.S. elections, except, of course, there's no proof that the foreign government interfered with the U.S. elections. Again, it's all rumor, innuendo, and supposition. And it's just a huge negative. All right, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network, and we're going to take a phone call from James in Tokyo. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Hey, first of all, I want to wish you a very, very happy anniversary. Congratulations to you on that lovely car-playing angel, but I am quite angry at you about 14 years ago, I sent about 7,233 love letters to Claire, and you threw them all away. You didn't give her one letter, and it took me 13 years of intensive therapy to get over it.
Okay, well, you know, I'm a very jealous, possessive husband. What can I tell you?
Anyway, congratulations. Hey, Mike, when you moved to Indiana, did you have your car shipped to you?
Yes, we did.
Oh, that's too bad. I was going to recommend you the Elizabeth Warren car, which would be really good in the snow that you're going to get soon from the global warming. It's white, but it's the Elizabeth Warren car. It's white, but it calls itself a Cherokee.
Yes.
Anyway, I saw the impeachment hearings, and in spite of, they were asking, do you have any, evidence of crimes? They said no. And what was it? Matt Gaetz said in the last time, under Schiff, we asked them if they have any evidence under crimes, and they said no. So it's like, what are you doing? And then Nancy Pelosi comes out and it's like, well, we want to impeach. And I think it's getting very crazy. And I think it's really going to hurt the Dems in a very, very serious manner. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they've definitely hoisted with their own petard on this one. And they basically wasted a lot of everybody's time and a lot of money basically on the assurance that if they simply dug far enough and hard enough, they would find something on Trump that they could use. But they basically came up empty. But yes, Nancy Pelosi is moving ahead with articles of impeachment to go before the House, and it'll probably pass there, and so they'll be able to go into 2020 saying, well, Trump got impeached. How could you reelect him? He got impeached. So that's going to be their saving face, for the 2020 elections. But they had absolutely nothing. Now, the corporate media, of course, is saying, oh, yes, they've got him. They've definitely got Trump in a bind. But for anybody who actually watched those hearings, it was a huge bust.
It was a real big bust. And I don't think they're going to be able to extend that for a year. I think, they're messing with Trump. He's a very smart guy, has a great legal team, and they're going to put it in the Senate real quick. And they're going to screw up all the Dems running for president in different offices, calling him in. It's going to be very interesting. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. Hey, you know, you, you had Dustin from New Jersey calling yesterday. And it was my favorite call that yes. he ever did. He finally said, hey, could someone tell me what does rent cost in California? And about a week ago, or maybe a little over a week ago, I said, hey, Dustin, you know, you're always saying, you know, things are bad, nothing changes, you know, try and get out of Dodge. I mean, New Jersey, and go somewhere better and where it's cheaper. Like, that's what you did, Mike. You know, you got out of Hawaii, went to Indiana. I'm hoping that you have a really great lifestyle with your beautiful wife for forever. And, you know, maybe if he did something like that, you know, things might be better. And I just saw him kind of changing a little bit. And even before I even said that, I think I had, there was something that Tom of Florida, he's a really great caller. You have yeah. a lot of great callers, Tom and Pete.
Yes, I do.
From L.A. Yeah, you have so many great people. And even Dustin's great. I mean, as long as he calls once a day, I think he's great. But, you know, everybody's great. And I really like seeing Dustin kind of, well, maybe I'm in New Jersey and maybe, I could get out and, you know, somewhere better and this and that. And, you know, he was like, you know, trying to find information. You know, he's just not saying anything. And I really appreciated that from you, Dustin. And Dustin, I wasn't criticizing you like the week, 10 days ago when I said, well, maybe you should go to Ukraine. Because you said, I don't know much about you except you're in your 50s and you have Ukrainian blood. But I really do think Ukraine is a great place. I mean, the best woman in the entire world, and, you know, a beautiful architecture, great food, very inexpensive compared to any other place that I've been. And I think you would, you know, enjoy that. And, Mike, I was, the last thing, I was joking yesterday about, don't tell me that you believed that I said that Angela Merkel was going to reopen Auschwitz.
Well, she wasn't reopening it, but she was definitely going for a visit there. And, of course, that was going to create a very awkward moment because, you know, Germany still carries the stigma of whatever it is that's supposed to have happened under the Nazis. And that's not fair to the Germans of today, who weren't even alive back then when it was all going down. And it's sort of along the lines of what Putin was saying. You know, NATO was created to oppose the Soviet Union, but the Soviet Union's gone. The Warsaw Pact is gone. You know, and we should all go back to being friends and engaging in business with each other. Well, the same thing applies to the Germans of today. You know, Israel pushes this idea of collective historical inherited guilt, and I reject that notion completely. I had nothing to do with the Holocaust, as we are taught it happened in school. For that matter, neither did the Palestinians. And yet Israel uses the Holocaust to extract money from our government, to extract obedience from our politicians, and to oppress the Palestinians, who had nothing whatsoever to do with whatever it was that happened in Germany.
Michael, I asked you not to tell me that. But anyway, she reversed her role because Greta Thunberg went up to her and said, how may you offer the free gas and the free showers to the Muslim-hating people of Germany, who the Muslims rape and kill all the people, and the carbon is going too high. How dare you? So she did 180 reversal. That's all I have to say, Michael. Have a good day.
All right, same to you, and we're going to switch over to Chance in West Virginia. Aloha, Chance. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Did I hear you correctly in the beginning of your show? A gentleman was threatened about his Christmas lights, and he turned around and doubled them. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's basically the gist of it. And you know, his neighbors were threatening him, saying that the display in his home was tacky, and that they were all in favor of the Christmas spirit, but he really needed to tone it down. Well, you know, it's really none of their business anyway.
Hey,
but apparently,
exactly.
somebody I'm threatened sorry. Him, and so he doubled up on the lights and added the 6-foot elf. With a copy of the letter that he was sent through the mail slot on the door. So
now,
like I said, you know, here in Santa Claus, they take their Christmas very, very seriously. In fact, there was a thing on the radio the other day. You know, we have a post office here that offers a special postmark through the month of December, and they're expecting 400,000 pieces of mail will come through that post office to get that special Christmas postmark.
Well, God bless that gentleman's soul, Michael. Let me tell you, that's the only way to handle these Bolshevik communists. Whether you celebrate Christmas or not, you can't let these people defeat you. If they complain about a manger on your property, what you do is you turn around and you put two or three more on your property. It has nothing to do. We can't let these people push us around. You know, I would love to send that gentleman a Christmas card. Not a season's greeting card or a happy holidays card, but a Merry Christmas card. I really would. We can all learn from that gentleman. He refused to back down. If we all did this, this crap wouldn't get as far. We could nip this in the bud immediately if we had the intestinal fortitude to react like that gentleman did, don't you think?
Yes, I absolutely agree. And, you know, the neighbors who do this sort of thing, I mean, they're basically adopting the methods of terrorists to get their way.
Yes, they
you
are.
Know, we think your display is tacky, and you know, they put a note through the door saying, you know, bad things will happen to you if you don't tone down your display. And I figure what's going on here is these other people don't have the money to put up a display that can compete. So rather than just have, you know, this one house that looks really good and decorated in holiday spirit, they figure if they can shut him down, then all are sort of looking equally celebratory.
Well, God bless his soul for standing up. That's all I can say. That's someone we can all learn from. Whether you believe in the holiday or not is immaterial. The point is he took a stand. God bless him. Okay, Michael, thank you for taking my call now. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. We're going to let you go here. All right, so we're talking about the Democratic hearings, the impeachment hearings. We're talking about the fact that Nancy Pelosi has announced that they are moving forward with articles of impeachment. Now, unless they can get a number of to betray their own party, this is going to stop dead in the Senate. Or maybe they're just going to figure, you know, Clinton was impeached but not removed by the Senate, but followed him around politically for the rest of his career. And maybe that's what they're going for, that they'll actually rush through the impeachment through the House of Representatives, and it'll basically die in the Senate. And they can say, well, it was all the Senate's fault, they were under GOP control, blah, 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 and basically take the focus off the fact that this never should have gotten this far in the first place. I mean, what they're doing is very damaging to the nation. It's damaging to the Constitution. It's going to forever change America, you know, with these show trials for political gain, which is exactly what this is. So, basically, this is not working. And right now, the Trump impeachment show trials are now completely underwater in the swing states. Okay, we're going to take a phone call now from Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, just to add to your last caller in the holiday season, I agree with him. If somebody complains about something, I mean, it's just a limited time that we put up our decorations. But, you know, I hear the music all the way.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come right back to you right after these commercials.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Got the money, honey. We got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Steve Elkins. We're talking about Christmas decorations. Now, when I was growing up, the Christmas season, if you will, began right after Thanksgiving. You know, there was the tradition of Santa appearing in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and that sort of ushered it in. But even back then, they were kind of pushing it to sort of magnify, if you will, the shopping season. And before that, you know, Christmas was kind of 2 weeks long. You'd put up your decorations, you'd have your Christmas celebration, and you'd take the decorations down. And in my grandfather's house, it would always be a live tree. And I'm old enough to remember they actually had little candle holders on the tree branches. This is before electric tree lights came along. Just to give you an idea of how old I am. And my grandfather, when Christmas was over, all the decorations came down Christmas afternoon. And he'd take the remains of the tree outside and he'd drill holes in it and fill the holes with peanut butter and that would attract all the birds. And so you had this very natural, environmentally friendly Christmas tree out there stuck in a snowbank in front of the house, covered with all these blue jays and cardinals. And that's what Christmas is. But again, around here, the customs are a little different. And just going with the flow here, I mean, I think this is going to be the first time we've put up the Christmas tree since, I think, about 4 or 5 years ago when we were still in IAEA. And we put that one up back then just because it had been so long since we'd had a tree in Kaneohe. Again, it's a matter of personal preference. And, you know, I don't feel like, doing the electronic display that we saw in that National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, where they, you know, basically had to fire up the spare nuclear reactor to pull. And it is a hit on the grid. But you're absolutely right. Congratulations and kudos to this guy to standing up to the neighborhood bullies. Because, again, it's, you know, they are free to put up as much or as little decorations as they feel like doing. And they have absolutely no right to come around to anybody's house and say, really, you've got too much stuff out there and it's tacky and we don't like it.
No, I agree. I'm proud of him for standing up for his rights there to do that. Actually, I had somebody on a show with Vincent Finelli. I had a guy on in Minnesota that actually had a little statue, a 17-inch statue, in his garden of Mother Mary. And evidently it violated HOA rules, and so they sent him a letter, and of course he's going to get a fine if he didn't remove it. Of course, you know, they had no problem with putting little gnomes in your yard and all these other different things, but having a statue of Mother Mary was a violation of HOA. So he called him out, we brought attention to it, and they finally backed down and trying to save face to apologize. He said, I want it in writing. And he got to keep his little statue of Mother Mary in his garden. But, you got to push back on these people. Through. Still there, Mike?
Okay, we had a little burst of sound there. When I was living in Southern California, there was this one house up in Covina that had been painted in Christmas style. You know, red and white stripes. And it was a permanent year-round altar, if you will, to Christmas. And a lot of people in the neighborhood really didn't like that. But this was back in a time when people had respect for each other's point of view. And the attitude was, well, this is a little over the top, but it's not our house. And so, you know, we're not really going to say anything about that. But in this case, it's just over the top. For these neighbors to be doing that. And as I said before, next it'll be, they'll see the Easter depicts cruelty to animals. And they're going after all of our old traditions and holidays. And I refuse to give them up. Now, I'm not a Christian, but I have a lot of fond memories of Christmases past. And I'm not going to give that up.
Well, good for you, Mike. I wouldn't either. You did bring back some memories, though. I grew up in Indiana, in the Indianapolis area. So I'm actually very familiar with your area, Santa Claus, Indiana, because we have a Christmas Florida out here near Orlando, Kissimmee. And the same thing, people all want their letters and their packages stamped with Christmas Florida. But we had a tradition back when I was a kid growing up. We took our old Christmas trees and we gave them, they turned them over to the city, and the city put them on the lakes and on the ice, and when the ice melted, they actually made nice habitat for the fish. And we had great fishing on the lakes, you know, all the rest of the year. So there's a lot of nice things could be done with that. But I just wanted to say one last thing real quick, if I can. For those people, when you do your checkout and you do your shopping, and they say Merry Christmas to you, congratulate them for not being politically correct. And if they are politically correct, correct them and say it's Merry Christmas. I'm I'm good with that.
All right, well, we got to take another break for commercials here, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about domestic politics. And Nancy Pelosi has basically announced that the House committee is going to go ahead with filing articles of impeachment against Donald Trump. And it'll probably pass on a straight party line vote, even though there's no crime there. And, you know, Adam Schiff was asked point blank, have you actually found a crime Trump committed? And Schiff had to say, no, we haven't. But we just think his behavior is impeachable. And they got those three professors to come on. And all three professors were handpicked by the Democrats to come on out and say, well, yes, his behavior is impeachable. So Pelosi is out there saying that they're going to move ahead with articles of impeachment. And again, it's not going to get through the Senate. They're not going to actually remove him from office. Now it's all political theater. They want to go into the 2020 campaign saying, you know, Trump got impeached. How could you vote him back in, you know, if he got impeached? You want to vote for somebody who's never been impeached, you know, like Jimmy Hoffa and Charles Manson and Bill Clinton. No, wait, Bill Clinton did get impeached. Now, Adam Schiff, his crimes are piling up. This guy is committing criminal acts, and he's been caught spying on the Trump legal team and on Devin Nunes. Apparently, he got hold of all kinds of phone records and just leaked them out. I notice there's no indictment against him here. The Democrats also on the House Judiciary Committee killed a motion that would have required Chair Adam Schiff to testify in the impeachment inquiry, which seems odd given how central his office has been in the whistleblower complaint that sparked the inquiry in the first place. Now, Republican Doug Collins' motion to require Schiff to testify before the House Judiciary Committee, transmitting a letter requesting the same, the Democrats on the committee voted it down. You don't need to hear from Adam Schiff. Just take our word for it. Trump's a bad guy. You know, when they wrote the Constitution, they should have put in, we're allowed to impeach somebody just for being, you know, a fat, overbearing bore. And they left it out. But we have a chance to fix that now. Apparently, House Judiciary Chairman Gerald Nadler actually nodded off during his own impeachment hearing. So must have been really, really exciting in that room here. And again, the four witnesses testifying to the House Judiciary Committee have never actually witnessed any of Trump's dealings with Ukraine firsthand. Now, speaking of Adam Schiff, his relationship with Ed Buck is coming back because, as you know, Ed Buck had killed or two different guys. He hired these male prostitutes. He forced them to accept injections of meth. And we don't know how many people he's done this to who survived, but two of them didn't. Two died of meth overdoses. And the reason it took so long for this to come to the surface is that elitist white male California politicians deliberately sabotaged and prolonged the investigation for over 2 years. So Adam Schiff derailed the murder investigation of Gemma Moore's death in Ed Buck's meth drug den. No, but he wrote really big checks to the Democrats, and that makes it okay. All right, we're going to take a phone call now. Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You know, yesterday I was talking about how this impeachment will probably red pill a lot of Americans, which it is in the process of doing. But one person that also needs to be red pilled is President Trump himself. And what he needs to be red-pilled about, in my view, most importantly, is that Donald Trump's always been very pro-Israel, and he's always had a lot of Jews around him. You know, Roy Cohn was like his attorney when he grew up, taught him a lot of tricks. And he also has been very tolerant of gays, you know. But what you see in this whole impeachment attack and deep state attack against the president are Jews and gays. And, well, you know, Jews are, you know, dual loyalists, a lot of them. They're Zionists, and a lot of them are Marxists, and they want to overthrow the order of the Christian country that we have here, which isn't really Christian very often, but just a traditional family thing, just like what they did in the Soviet Union. But it's the gays that I think that people are missing. They're not, you know, this CIA guy, Chlamydia or Sierra Ramella, the whistleblower CIA guy, he's a homosexual. And his lover is actually on Alan Schiff's, one of his aides, you know? So aides, that's a good, funny word, isn't it, when you're talking yeah. about homosexuals? But, you know, it used to be like you couldn't be a gay and be in this in the FBI or the CIA. And now you're seeing the reason why, Mr. Trump, and America. So, there's, you know, I talked yesterday about watching the committee and all the Jews and the blacks, you know, who wanted to see, you know, attack Trump and impeach him. But you also got to throw in the gays. You have to become gay aware also in this thing. I mean, we got to see the two gay professors yesterday, that Harvard guy and that woman who says she's a bisexual, the snarky Jewish woman. And I just, like I said, I think that I'm hoping that Trump gets a nice lesson here in who you can trust, you know, because for some reason, you know, being gay, I think it's part of the lifestyle that they're naturally seditious, and that's why they weren't supposed to be allowed to be in the security services or the intelligence community.
I have to be very cautious about, you know, first of all, I don't like people to just paint with this incredibly broad brush. Now, the reason that in days of old, gays were not allowed in the FBI or the CIA was because of the potential that they could be blackmailed, you know, over their homosexuality. J. Edgar Hoover lived in fear of that his entire tenure at the FBI. Today, it is so well accepted, that's not a factor any longer. And, you know, people can hire gays without concern that they might be blackmailable. But the question Trump needs to be looking at is why these people that he supported for so long, why are they turning on him?
Well, I think that part of the reason I don't trust gays or Jews for that matter, not, you know, I always judge people, you know, individually, but as a group, I have to say you have to be a little more wary. And the reason is because they have an issue with society, the traditional society, the way it is. They almost have a hatred for it. And that's why they generally, you know, the gays in America, 90% of them you'll see out there protesting Trump, and you'll see them doing their hysterics. And, you know, at all their gay events and stuff, it's always, you know, Trump this and Trump that, and the family and the church. You know, so that's my point about you have to beware. I think that's part of the reason why they were not wanted in our security and intelligence community back when the security and intelligence community was pro-America, pro-family. But now our security and intelligence community has been taken over by communists and globalists and New World Order socialists. So they of course, they are recruiting gays. They love having gays in the CIA now because they know at heart they want to overthrow the order of the society. And that's why I consider them somewhat dangerous, and I'm very wary of them. And I think Trump would be smart to also be wary of them for that reason. And the same way I feel about Jews. Jews have a natural tendency to despise their host countries for some reason. The traditional Christian countries, they go in there, and next thing you know, they want to stop your Christmas parade because the word Christmas offends them. You know, or they stop, back when I was growing up in Long Island, they had music at the Manhasset train station, and oh, they had to stop the Christmas music because a few Jews got offended. So there's, you know, you have to, I mean, I know people get wound up, oh, you shouldn't call it, but let's call it the way it is. I mean, they're just shit stirrers, excuse my French. And you know, it is what it is. I wish it wasn't that way. I wish I didn't see so many Jews and so many gays and so many blacks behind all these degenerate, you know, attacks on traditional values and our president and all these other things. But let's, you know, let's be honest about it. It's the way it is, and I hope that Trump starts to realize. I think every American should start realizing that you got to keep a wary eye on these people. You know, I'm sorry, but that's the track record, and I go by track records. I'm sorry. You know, I go in a black area in Baltimore. I spent a lot of time in Baltimore. I'd be wary, and it was smart to be wary because there's a higher crime rate. You know, you're more likely to get knocked in the head and to have your wallet taken in a black neighborhood. It's just the way it is. So, you know, it's the same way. So I think that you know, watching these hearings I hope they continue every day, because yesterday it was great to see the professors and the educational system and the university system just shown to be a bunch of political hacks and Stalinist Marxists that they are. I thought it was great that the American people got to see that. But I tell you the truth, I think the American people are starting not to watch it because they got other things to do.
Oh yeah, the ratings for the impeachment hearings are definitely down there in the toilet, and Americans they're burned out on it. It's dragged on for way too long. And it's kind of like watching a movie and you're waiting for the villain to finally make an appearance, and he never does. And so there's no end to this story. It just goes on and on and on and on.
Well, I think it'll get a boost in ratings when it goes to the Senate. And then, once, of course, obviously in the Senate, that's when President Trump will be able to bring his witnesses. Although he better be careful, because there's still a lot of rhinos in the Senate that could double-cross him. And I think Bolton might be a surprise turncoat on Trump right at the last minute. You never know. He could invent something or just say total baloney, but he might just be sitting there seething with hatred for Trump, for all you know. So I think he better watch that, too. But, I you know, what interests me is, like, what's going to happen before this D-class thing, you know, this FISA IG report coming out? Lionel thinks that President Carter or Ginsburg, they might be dying. You know, something they want to, the Democrats are going to want something big to take that information off the news. So you can expect a shooting or some false flag or somebody big and important to die before the 11th or right around there. This coming weekend, just watch out. I think Jimmy Carter should be careful, you know, because, you know, death of a president will just knock most of this information off. And I think he's in a hospital now. So I don't know. But, you know, like I said, this is very interesting times. And the Democrats definitely raised the stakes. But I think it's, you know, I hope they impeach him at Christmas. And I'm going to say by next Christmas, the people that support Trump will have the last laugh, because Trump will be getting ready to be re-inaugurated. And he will have a Republican House to go along with it, and it won't be. And by then, you know, hopefully the deep state's exposed, which should happen shortly. So let's.
Well, it's pretty much exposed now, but unfortunately, you know, it's not like they're wearing uniforms and badges that says I'm part of the deep state, but I think most Americans are now aware that there's the temporary government that they voted for, and then behind that is this permanent ruling bureaucracy that just continues on and continues on and pushes for more military interventions.
Well, I think one of the greatest things that will happen with this exposure is the destruction of the mainstream media. And because I think the mainstream media has totally been shown to be a tool of the Democrats and a tool of the deep state and globalism. And, I mean, that's really, not only do I want to see Comey and Brennan and all those people frog march, but I'd love to see, you know, people that were given information and people that were part of the orchestration of these events with the intelligence community exposed and punished. Because some of these media organizations, there's a big difference between, you know, leaking and reporting stories and actually being part of a conspiracy. And some of them actually were parts of the actual conspiracy. So I'd like to see, you know, when we'll see where this goes, but you know, personally, this is where we're going to learn if Trump's for real or not. I mean, is he going to release the Kraken? And you know, right now he's really got a justifiable case for fighting totally dirty, and I hope he does.
Well, I think there's too much fighting dirty going on already. And again, I want to be cautious about painting with a broad brush, saying, you know, all the Jews are bad, all the Blacks, all the gays are whatever. There are good people and there are bad people. And unfortunately, in our society, which has become corrupted, only the corrupt rise to the top. And that's really what we're looking at, is not people who are Black or gay or Jewish. They are simply corrupt. And they fit in perfectly with our current power structure.
Well, you know, that's true, but, you know, generally there's a higher rate of criminal acts by Blacks. And, you know, you can go look at the FBI statistics. I could go into the genetic reasons and the brain issues and all that.
I'm seeing the
statistics
there, but we have to remember we have to remember there's a lot of black people who are not criminals. Okay,
no,
that's
I know
all I'm
that.
Asking
I mean,
that we do. That we,
yeah,
that,
yeah, and I agree.
Okay, well, that wasn't the way you were coming across a little earlier in this dialogue, okay?
Well, no, I'm just saying
there are a lot of Jews who are very honest, hardworking people. There are a lot of gays that are perfectly okay and make good neighbors. And
well, I've had gay neighbors before, and I got along great with them.
That's why I say don't paint with a really broad brush. That's all
right,
I'm saying.
Mike,
be cautious. Talk about individuals.
Yeah, but it's okay to point it out when you see, like, all the people that are on the committees that are attacking Trump are part of that coalition. I mean, why can't I say it without, you know, being dressed down about it? I should say it just like if there was a ton of Italians after
Trump. Talk about the people who are on the committee without saying it's all the gays and it's all the Jews. That's all I'm saying. Anyway,
okay,
listen,
but
we have to take a break
for
commercials. Thank you for the phone call.
Okay, good night.
We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're going to go right back to the phones to Frank in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, Mike. Yeah, wonderful show. You know,
Frank,
the last
are you
caller
there?
Brought up some really...
Yeah.
Yes, I'm here now, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Very good, Michael. All right, the last caller brought up a really interesting point that, you know, if you say, like, the Jews, people get offended. But if you think about mainstream media and the way they make us hate other nations, they always say, like, the Iranians are behind all the terrorism, or the Palestinians want to destroy Israel, or the Russians are behind the hacking. I mean, it's like every Russian had a computer secretly trying to hack our election. They make us hate other people. But if you say that, well, there might be a lot of Jewish involvement in the impeachment, all of a sudden it's anti-Semitic. Well, you know what? If mainstream media returned, you know, will get their verbiage correct and not say not every single Iranian is behind terrorism and not every single Palestinian wants to destroy Israel and not every single Russian was trying to hack our elections, it'd be more plausible. But they don't do that, Mike. What they do is they create a situation where they make us hate all people. They've done this with the Iraq War. They made us hate the Iraq people for no reason. And it caused a war over a lie. And they brung us into how many soldiers got killed and how many innocent civilians got killed. So the problem is the mainstream media. But who is controlling the mainstream media? Who are the big bureau heads that control that are creating that type of environment? It's the people that you cannot say anything about. Or if you do, you'd be labeled, oh, you're just anti-Semitic or anti-this, anti-that. We got to be honest with our conversation. I mean, I guarantee you, the whole... next year will be about Russians. The Russians will hack the election. They're going to do it again. And Iranians want to create nuclear weapons. Like every single Iranian wants to make a nuclear bomb in their house or something. It's ridiculous what they're doing. And I think people are getting fed up with it. You know, nobody should be held above any other person. And if a lot of Jewish involvement is in the impeachment, call it out for what it is. And what I see is a lot of people that are trying to impeach Trump are of the Jewish faith, for whatever reason. And I know Trump bent over backwards for Israel. He gave them a lot of land. He's moved their embassy for them. He's you know, what else can he do to please them? And yet they still want to get him out of office. I don't understand it, Mike. Now, maybe you can explain it a lot better than I can. But Trump's done everything to please these people, and all they want to do is trump up charges and get him the heck out of office. Does it make no sense?
Well, I've been trying to figure this out all along because it's not just Israel. Trump has given pretty much all the major power players what they've wanted. You know, the wealthy and the corporations got a tax cut. Ordinary Americans did not. Supposedly, there's progress being made on a wall, but it's still wide open in large places. Trump campaigned on getting us out of these foreign wars. The wars are still going on. And I think what it is that Trump is seen as an outsider. The reason they can't find anything, any crime to impeach him on, is he hasn't committed any crimes. In that entire room, you know, everybody there's guilty of something. And because Trump is not part of that clique, they want him out. Anyway, we got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.